And it's time for Boots and Salutes. Good morning. You're our leadoff hitter. What's on your mind?
Good morning. My boot is for the city. When they dig up for repairing certain water lines, then they leave a bunch of gravel there. They should do like other cities and put a little bit of cold mix on there so that you don't have that mess all over the road, and then that's okay until they have a permanent repair.
Thank you for your call. Our phone lines are open, 306-938-0600, 1-800-667-3727. And, yeah, we're getting into the heart of construction season now that the temperature is really warming up quite nicely, so there's a lot of road work going on. You can follow our Twitter feed anytime, CJWW, and we'll update you on, you know, traffic snarls around town, if you will, because I do know that, where is it? There's some traffic. And to think, I just posted that up on Twitter just a couple of seconds ago. Anyway, we'll go to a phone call. I'll get that traffic note for you in a moment, but go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yes, I have a boot for this Sask party. They charge a 6% PST to pay off the deficit. And what did they do last night on the news? They go and give themselves a raise. Isn't that just the way they run the business?
Thanks for your call. By the way, that traffic note reporter work on Lauren Avenue. For whatever reason, Lauren Avenue escaped my mind. So it's going to be closed on Lauren between Elm and Hilliard Street today. And the sidewalks are going to be closed. Bus routes 1 and 19 are also going to be impacted. Check Saskatoon Transit online for details on that. Good morning. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Yes, Charlie, the mayor said that the streets were so nice and no complaints about them. Ask him to drive down to Whitney Avenue South from 2nd Avenue down to the school.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Make sure he's got a collar on. Okay, thanks.
Now, with that being said, we did have Mayor Charlie Clark in earlier this week, and he was talking about roads and stuff. And at no time did I remember him saying that the roads are in great condition. He just said that they're better and getting better now. They still have some work to do. 306-938-0600 to 1-800-667-3727 on your mind. You can have your say if you want to go online, too, to our website, cjwwradio.com. And this one surprises me. The question on your say today is, do you think all high schools should dispense with having the graduation banquet? And I was blown away. 48% said yes. I thought that would be like a 90-10 thing at the very least. 90% of the people would say, no, we need to have the grad banquet. But no, only 52% of people are in favor of grad banquets for high school. That blows my mind. Good morning. Boots and Salutes, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I agree with the guy that phoned about the wage increases for the government MPs or whatever.
Right.
With all the cutbacks they're doing and layoffs and everything in needed areas, healthcare and others, why are they giving themselves a raise is a big question. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. I have a boot for Trudeau and the Liberals. Yesterday, the First Nations up in northern Manitoba were on TV. They were actually pleading for the federal government to help them with the military to come in and evacuate the people because they're in the middle of a forest fire. And it took that until the government would help them with the military. That's terrible. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, good morning. The last 3 years, the SAS party took a 1.6% increase. When the NDP were in power, they were taking over 4% a year. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. What I'd like to do is boot the city. You know, when they go out to repair, they send about two, three guys in a truck out to put, their cones and stuff out. And then probably next day, they send a whole bunch of guys standing around. You only see one guy working. Why don't they start getting some people in the workforce instead of standing around being supervisors? Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'd just like to know these people that can hunt and fish all over, where would they be without the taxpayers? And if somebody come to get my children, they'd have a hell of a fight in their hands.
Phone lines are open, 306-938-0600 to 1-800-667-3727. Some of the other topics of conversation that are on right now is, whether or not you believe Dave's science. He was talking about how men are better navigators than women. That one is open for discussion. But according to science, according to Dave Science, men are better navigators, more likely to take shortcuts and thereby get to their destination sooner. I would suspect that there's a lot of women that would suggest that perhaps the shortcuts lead to a longer trip to said destination. But, you know, that's up for you to decide. The other thing is, as far as the world of sports is concerned, people talking about the NFL. Yesterday, the NFL came down with some new rules regarding the anthem and the kneeling of the anthem. So the rule now in the NFL this season is going to be, if you're going to kneel, stay in the dressing room. If you come out and you don't stand for the anthem, you will be fined. Which just opened up. There was tons of mockery of the NFL and why they even bothered doing anything like this, because this issue was sort of fading away, and now they brought it back front and center again for people to talk about. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I want to salute all the politicians, every one of them. Give yourself many raises. Why not? People are so stupid to vote for these people anyways. There you go.
Good morning. Boots and Salutes, what's on your mind?
I'd like to salute the doctors, nurses, and the porters of the RUH and helping my mother this week. And I'd also like to boot the government for not expanding and renovating hospitals when they need to be doing that now, seeing how our population is now moving to cities and towns that are rather big and the hospitals cannot contain them.
Thanks for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hello.
Yes.
I'd like to boot that there... Guy said about them cones setting up there. We got lots of young people killed in that zone. And why they have three guys there? One guy does the work. The other guy has to stand and watch so you don't get killed.
Thanks for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, hi. The guy that phoned in to salute the giving the liberals a raise or whatever. I wanted to salute him.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
With all the construction going on in the city, if someone asks for directions, you just say you can't get there from here.
And that wraps up today's edition of Boots and Salutes. Same time, same place tomorrow. Hold on to your thoughts. The phone lines always get jammed at the end, and we always run out of time. So get on the phone earlier next time, all right? Boots and Salutes brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they have you covered.